אנחנו לומדים בספר תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך ב',
We are studying in the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 6, inner observation, item 19.
ומתוך שהגר דניקודים,
since גר of ניקודים clothed נהי of ark,
נעשה גם כן,
here too,
זיווג
there is a coupling of Nehi of Ark with the Chub of Nekudim, as in Ab and Saga. It bestowed upon them the light of Melafom, which is the Vav with the dot, which means that it is the phase of bottom hay that shines inside the letters Yud Kevav. The bottom hay is called a dot. And the phase of pe of Nikudim is the Vav. And the dot comes inside the Vav, incorporated in the Vav of the Chub. Chub meaning Chokhman Bina. Before they received the Melafom from Nehi of Ark, they could not impart anything to the Zot because they were not incorporated with the bottom hay. This is because the bottom hay remained in the Nikve Enayim, meaning Nehi of Ketel, of the Nikudim, and Yud Kevav, which means a lack, for the bottom hay descended to Chub, which are a chap to the Keter. However, now that the Vav of the Yud Kevav received the bottom hay, which is the dot inside the Melafom, from Yesod of Ak, and Chokhma and Bina were incorporated with the bottom hay, Chub returned and made a coupling on her, meaning drew upper light on that screen that is incorporated with the bottom hay, and drew the level of Keter. This light returned and imparted also from above downward to the Zat, to the phase of Guf, as it is written in its place in part 7. This is the fourth step that the bottom hay made, meaning when she came inside the letters Yud Kevav, which are Chub of Nekudim, as a dot inside the Vav. From here, she can expand into the Guf of Nekudim, called the seven lower Sfirot of Nekudim. Delve deep into the matter of these four steps that the bottom hay made from the time of her connection with the first hay inside the vessels of the inner Nehi of Ak, until she came inside the letters, which are the vessels of Chub of Nekudim. From there, she could come to her place, meaning Zat of Nekudim. This is because she made the first step from Nehi of Ak to Nikve Enayim as Cholam. There are three degrees in this step. The first, in Nikve Enayim of Rosh of Sag. The second, in Nikve Enayim of Yisut, which is the place of the Tabur. The third, in Nikve Enayim of Keter of Nekudim.
ובכל אלו
In all of these, she was as cholam above the letters Yud Kei Vav, meaning as bottom hay in the Einaim and Yud Kei Vav in the Achap. In this phase, there were the Yud Kei Vav, which are the Achap, completely clean from the bottom hay. She made the second step from the Nikvei Naim of Keter Nikudim to Pe of Nikudim as Kamatz under the letters of Yud Kei Vav. By that, the Chub returned to the phase of Rosh because Yud Kei Vav that were in the phase of Chagat departed and came to the phase of Chabad of Rosh. They are still clean of the bottom hay, since she is below them as Kamatz. She made the third step by the coupling of Yesod of Ak, at which time she came to receive inside the vessels of Chum, meaning inside the letters Yud Kei Vav. Through the coupling of Abba ve'Ima, she descends to her place to Zon of Nekudim, and this is the fourth step. Know that this step is called stepping outside. It means that here she stepped outside of Atzilut because the vessels of the seven lower Sefirot, where the bottom hay expanded, illuminate outside Atzilut first by the force of the illumination of Yesod of Ak that returned the Bia to Atzilut.
However,
the Zat could not exist like that, and their Bia returned, departed, and were separated from Atzilut. This is called the breaking of the vessels. And for that reason, this last step is called stepping outside. We have explained two steps in the phase of Cholam itself. This is because there is a phase of Cholam that does not have correction of the Parsa, meaning it can expand under the letters, which is the bottom hay in the Nikvei Naim of
Yesut.
Also, there is the phase of Cholam that does have the matter of ascent and descent, which is the bottom hay in Nikvei Naim of Keter of Nikudim. We considered them two steps. So, there are five steps here. Four steps until it comes inside the vessels of Chub, and one stepping outside.
No, nanchich.
Well, let's keep going.
I see that
there are a lot of questions, but let's keep going. For now, we'll keep going.
Otkaf.
Item
20.
We must thoroughly understand the difference between the two phases in the above-mentioned cholam. The phase of bottom hay in the Nikvei Naim of the first Rosh does not descend from her place any longer, and the bottom hay of the second Rosh, which is the Keter of Nikudim, descends below through the coupling of Sa'ab and Sag. The reason for it is that it's been explained above that the primary correction in Parsa is to conceal and hide the force of the bottom hay found in the Nikve Enayim of Rosh of the upper one, when the bottom hay of the Rosh of the lower one descends to the place of the
Pe.
The matter of this correction will not be portrayed in the first Rosh itself, since there, in the place of her first creation, the bottom hay is in association with the first hay. Had she descended from there, she would have had no way of ascending any longer. Moreover, the whole issue of the parsa is nothing but an upshot of this bottom hay that rose to Nikve Enayim of the first Rosh. Hence, she cannot descend from her place, as there is no one to conceal her force. However, after the parsa is born under the first Rosh, and the Achab that went outside the first Rosh also divided into Gulgata Enayim and Achab by themselves, it became possible for the bottom hay to descend from these Nikve Enayim of that Rosh. This is because the parsa conceals the bottom hay in the Nikve Enayim of the first Rosh, in a way that the primary association of the quality of mercy with judgment is made in Nikve Enayim of the first Rosh into a fixed existing root. However, the parsa can conceal her force on occasion, not permanently. This act of association, meaning the above-mentioned ascent and descent, is placed in the second Rosh.
Ken.
Keep going.
Ot Kaf Alef. Gam Tizkor.
Item 21. You should also remember the need for two couplings made in Chokhmah and Bina of Nekudim that were explained above. They are the matter of clothing Nehi of Keter Nekudim as Mochin in Chum, and the matter of the illumination of Yesod of Ak, of the point to Shuruk to Chub of Nikudim. This is because the coupling of Nehi of Keter helped only Chub, meaning the phase of Rosh of Nikudim, as by the descent of the bottom hay to the place of the Peh, the Chub returned to the phase of Rosh. However, that did not help at all to the phase of Guf of Nikudim, which is the seven lower Sfirot, as it is written in item 10. Thus, the illumination of the inner Nehi of Ak was necessary, as they themselves are the bottom hay. After the Chub received the illumination of the bottom hay from Yesod, as Vav, with the dot inside it, meaning the bottom hay, because the dot came inside the vessels of Chub, that light is the core of Zat that came to Bina of Nekudim. She procreated them, and they came down to their place.
Next.
Item 22. We must still clarify that it is known that any lower Pratzuf clothes its upper one from the Peh of Rosh downward, as it is thoroughly written in the previous Pratzufim of Ak. Thus, why doesn't that Pratzuf of Nekudim emanated from Pratzuf Sag clothe it whatsoever? After all, Keter of Nekudim begins below the Siyum of the entire Pratzuf of Sag. But it clothes the Nehi of the first Pratzuf of Ak, called Pratzuf Galgalta of Ak. We must also ask, what happens with the records of tastes of Sag that remained after the departure of these lights? After all the lights of Guf depart and rise to their emanator because of the refinement of the screen. What is even more perplexing, where does the filling to the goof of Sag from the Tabu up to the Pe come from after the departure of the light from there? In all the Partsufim, the lower one fills and clothes the goof of its upper one after its departure. However, Partsuf Nekudim does not clothe its upper one, which is Sag, as it stands below its Siyum Raglaim. Thus, who fills it after its departure from its light to the emanator? To understand this, we must be precise with the Ari's words here. He writes, all the light extended through the Tabu, though it is from the phase of Einayim, is all swallowed and incorporated in Akudim, hence becoming indistinguishable. However, only the light that is extended below the Tabu to its Raglaim is called dots, as now it stands alone.
עד כאן לשונו. וצריכים להבין את זאת.
We must understand this. Why is the light from the phase of Einayim, which is emanated from Pratzuf Sag, swallowed and incorporated with Akudim of Sag, and is not apparent whatsoever through the Tabu? After all, any lower Pratzuf clothes the upper one above the Tabu too. Nevertheless, it is clearly apparent and is not contained in it and swallowed in it.
Mm-hmm.
Item 23. Here you must remember all the elements in the order of the emanation of a lower Pratzuf from an upper one, explained in the previous parts. We shall mention just a few. The primary factor in the birth of a Pratzuf is the refinement of the screen until it equalizes with the emanator. By that, it raises all the records of the Sfirot of the Guf to the emanator, which remain after the departure of the lights of Guf. There, the screen is incorporated with them in the screen of Malchut of Rosh called Emanator. And then the records are renewed by the upper coupling of the Rosh. When the coarseness in their goof is recognized, they must exit the phase of wash and return to the phase of goof as they were in the beginning. However, not to the phase of tabur of the upper one as they first were, but one phase higher than the tabul of the upper one. This is because the last phase always disappears during the refinement until it leaves no record. The tabul of the upper one is always the last phase to disappear. Hence, its corresponding phase in the goof of the upper one is found to be 1 degree above the tabul of the upper one. This is the conduct in all the Patsufim.
Patsuf
Nikudim, which is Ma and Bon of Ak, emanates from its upper one, which is Patsuf Sag of Ak, according to the above order. By the refinement of the screen of the goof of Patsuf Sag of Ak, it equalized its form with the emanator, which is Malchut of Rosh Sag, and raised all the records that the lights left after their departure from the goof to the emanator. After the renewal there, in a coupling of wash, and after their coarseness had been recognized, they came out of the rosh and descended to their corresponding phase in the goof, which is 1 degree above the tabu of sarga. That place is called chazeh of sarga. And from the chazeh up emerged the 10 sefirot of rosh by a coupling with the upper light. From the chazeh of sag down, the 10 sefirot of guf came out in toch and sof through tabur, meaning through siyum raglaim of sag, and this is the order in all the patsufim.
Tof hala.
Okay, next.
Tof dale. Achen noda shehamasach hazeh deguf hasag.
It is known that this screen of the goof of Sag, which was refined and rose to Malchut of the Rosh Sag, meaning to Nikve Naim, to phase one of the Rosh, it also contains all the records that remained from the lights of Zon of the inner Ag, after the departure of their lights from them. It turns out that in this refinement of the screen of the goof of Sag, there is a great difference from all the Patsufim, as it consists of two records from two separate Patsufim. The first is the records that remain from the zone of Patsuf Galgalta of Ak. These are distant from one another because of the records of itself come from the screen of phase two, and the records of zone of the inner Ak come from the screen of phase four.
באים ממסך דבחינה דלת. ולפיכך, כשנתקלו במסך,
when they were incorporated with the screen and rose to the coupling of the upper one in the Rosh of Sag, two kinds of couplings came out on them.
האלף,
the first on its own records, from which the light of a Naim that expanded to the Tabu came out.
Kanal Ot Kaf Bet, Kan Bedivrei Rav, Sheomer Alav, Shehu Nivla VeNichlal Ba.
He says about it, the Ari, that it was swallowed and incorporated in Akudim and is not apparent, and its order of clothing, as is mentioned above. This is because after its coarseness had become apparent and the screen descended from the Rosh to the Chazeh, it produced 10 Sfirot of Rosh from the Chazeh to the Pe of Sag, and 10 Sfirot of Guf from the Chazeh down to the Siyum Raglaim of Sag, meaning the place of Tabu of Ak. This second coupling was made on the records incorporated with Phase 4, meaning the light of Nekudot of Sag, that clothed that zone of Parzuf Galgalta of Ak.
Parzuf Galgalta de Ak. Venitchabra bahem habchina dalet.
The phase 4 that is there connected to them, and this is the light that descended from the Einaim and expanded below Tabu of Ak. The Ari says about it that only it is named Nekudot, because it came out in the phase of the bottom hay in the Einaim and Yud Kevav in the Achab.
Again.
Yep.
Ot Kafei.
25. Indeed, the above division of the two Batsufim from Tabu up and from Tabu down has been rooted in Parzuf Sag itself even before its departure.
בפרצוף הסג עצמו עוד מטרם הסתלקותו. כי גם אז,
this is because then too the Ari states
על טעמים ונקודות,
that it is divided by tastes and thoughts, nekudot. The tastes of Sag are the part of Sag that is not mixed with the inner Ma and Bon, which he compared to Abba Ve'ima, extending through Tabu of Ak. The nekudot of Sag are the part of Sag that clothed and connected in the inner Ma and Bon, which he compares to Yesut beginning from the Tabu down. Thus, back in Parzuf Sag, before the departure of its lights, two separate Parzufim have been rooted in it by the force of the connection with phase 4 of the inner Ma and Bon. Its upper Parzuf is called Tastes and is the phase of Abba Ve'ima. And its lower parzuf is the phase of Yesut called Nekudot. Thus, we have learned that the outer parzuf, Ma and Bon of Ak, emanated from the outer parzuf, Sag of Ak, is divided into two parzufim, the upper one until the Tabu, and the lower one from the Tabu down.
When
you regard both as one Parzuf, like the tastes and Nekudot of Sag, then the upper one will be considered Sag, Gar, and the lower one as Vak, in the same relation that Abba Ve'ima relate to the zone of Atzilut.
No. Ot Ktsat.
Ot Kaf Vav.
26. Now you can understand what is presented in several places, that Garav Zer Anpin remain in Ima during its Atzilut and do not depart with it. It has been explained above, here in item 8, that the world of Nikudim is the first zone that appears in the worlds, meaning Ma and Bon. It also explains that the core of Ma and Bon is its connection with the phase 4. It is always emanated from Partsuf Sag, meaning Partsuf Bina. Because, as it is here, so it is in all the worlds. Hence, Sag is called Ima. Since she is the emanator of Zon, meaning Ma, and
Bon.
In the first Ma and Bon, you find that the emanated being from the Sag of Ak had to come out in two Partsufim. Partsuf Gal, from the pit of Sag to Tabul, not incorporated with the bottom Hay. And Partsuf Vak, from the Tabul down, incorporated in the bottom Hay. The upper Partsuf above the Tabul was swallowed and incorporated with Akudim of Sag, because it has no phase of Nikudim at all. Meaning, the connection with the bottom Hay. Only the Partsuf from the Tabul down is considered Partsuf Nikudim, meaning Ma and Bon. Thus, the Gar of Ma and Bon remain and are swallowed in the Guf of Ima, meaning the Sag, and do not exit with the Ma and Bon. In other words, they do not connect with them whatsoever, since they are already separated, entirely separated, Partsuf, as the Ari says, that the light from the Peh to the Tabul is swallowed and incorporated in Akudim of Sag. It is known that all the forces in the upper one must be in all its lower ones. Hence, the matter of the division of Ma'an Bon into two Partsufim, Gar and Vak, that appeared in the first Ma'an Bon, applies to all the Partsufim of Ma'an Bon from here on. The Gar remains adhered and swallowed in its emanator, meaning Ima, and only the Vak emerge with the name Ma'an Bon.
והוק לבדם יוצאים על שם מה ובון.
נו. אני חושב אנחנו צריכים ללכת הלאה.
I think we need to go further to continue. Cause and consequence.
The order of cause and effect. Now we will discuss the order of all the actions that took place in the worlds until now on behalf of cause and effect, meaning how every action is caused with all conditions from the previous reason. Number one, we shall begin with the world of restriction. The restriction was primarily on phase 4, which is the phase of Malchut of Ein Sof, called the middle point. However, the departure of the light was from all ten sfirot. And these records that the light left after its departure are called ten sfirot of circles. Afterwards, a screen was established in Malchut of the ten sfirot of circles, and the upper light expanded once more until it struck that screen in the vessel of Malchut. From the striking of the upper light in the screen, a great light appeared, called reflected light. This reflected light rose and clothed the upper light up to Keter, from below upward. And those ten sfirot are called Rosh of the upper line. After that, the reflected light expanded once more with the upper light inside it from above downward in the same amount it clothed from below upward before in the rosh of the line. That expansion from above downward is called Toch and Sof of the line, and these Rosh Toch Sof of the line are called the first Partsuf of Adam Kadmon, or Partsuf Galgalta of Ak.
Beseder? Okay. What, Michael?
Reflected light clothes ten spheres of circles.
Why circles? He's talking about the partsuf.
Because he writes that the reflected light, this reflected light rose and clothed the upper light from Keter from above downwards.
Yes.
And he says these ten sfirot are the rosh of the line. So yes. Does that clothe the ten sfirot of circles?
No. He's not talking about it, but of course not.
So what is the reflected light clothing?
The light that comes to it from above downward. This is why it's called reflected light.
Okay.
Tov. All right. Let's continue.
Ot bet.
Item 2.
Ve'ine, kvar yesh kan lefanenu, 10 peulot.
Thus, we have before us 10 operations. 1. The place where the restriction occurred. 2. The 10 sfirot that the records laid, called the 10 sfirot of circles. 3. The 10 sfirot called circles. 4. The screen in the vessel of Malchut.
Hey.
5. The expansion of upper light once more.
Vav.
6. The coupling by striking of the upper light with the screen.
Zain.
7. Reflected light that becomes a garment in the phase of reception for the upper light.
8.
The 10 sfirot of straightness, which are the rosh of the line, the beginning of the line. The expansion of Malchut with the reflected light into the 10 sfirot from above downward. The first 9 sfirot of those 10 sfirot are called Toch, the inside of the line. And the Malchut of those ten Sfirot is called the Sof, the end of the line. Ten Nekudot of the Siyum of the line. From there down, it is darkness and not light. Okay? Let's continue. Try to go deeper in a little bit. It's worth it. Go on.
Number three. Now we will explain the connections of cause and consequence among them. First, the place where the restriction is made is caused by the departure of light of Ein Sof from there. Thus, the first thing to know is that there is no absence in the spiritual. Hence, any slight change in the spiritual does not mean that the first form is absent from its place, as in corporeality. Rather, it means that the first form remains in its place unchanged in any way. And the change in the form refers to an addition to the previous form. Thus now, there are two forms instead of one. We must also remember that the law of separation in the spiritual is nothing more than the disparity of form, as the acts separates in the corporeal, so disparity of form separates in the spiritual. Thus, if the spiritual acquires some change within, it divides and becomes two. The distance between them is as the measure of the difference between them. If it is a slight difference, they are still considered close. But if the disparity is great, they are considered far from one another. Number four. The reason for the restriction and the departure of the light is that Malchut of Ein Sof, which is phase four, wanted a more complete equivalence of form with the upper light, as explained above in part one. It explains there that there was not even a slight change made in Ein Sof itself by the restriction that was made. But this world of restriction is only an addition renewed over the light of Ein Sof. The thing is that Malchut of Ein Sof wanted greater adhesion. Hence, a change of form occurred in her. For that yearning did not manifest in her in Ein Sof. Thus it is considered that a new form was added here, and she departed from Malchut of Ein Sof and acquired her own name, which is the phase of Keter of the world of restriction. This Keter itself expanded into four phases. And when phase four in it appeared, wanting greater equivalence of form with the upper light, she diminished the will to receive in her, and all the light that was there immediately departed. This is because the entire vessel of reception in the spiritual is the will to receive. Without the will to receive, there is no light. because coercion applies only in the corporeal, of course. Thus, we have explained the operations, which are the place where the restriction was made, and the ten sefirot, that the records made into 10 vessels of circles left. The yearning of the equivalence of form from a form in Malchut of Ein Sof activated both of them together, meaning the expansion of the light and its departure from there. From them came the third act, the 10 vessels of circles, because these records that remain after the departure are the circles. Thus, these three acts are necessary and stem from one another.
Kent.
Ot hey.
Yes.
Number 5. The fourth act is the screen in the vessel of Malchut of circles, extending by the departure of light from all four phases. This is because the restriction was only on phase 4, while the departure was from all 10 sefirot. For that time, phase 4 was the entire receptacle for the light. Thus, there immediately awakened in her a desire to extend the light over only the first three phases, and not on phase 4, for she couldn't tolerate the darkness. Because of the manifestation of that desire, the fundamental boundary was elicited and born in the worlds. As it says, thus far shalt thou come, but no further. This refers to the limitation on receiving only in the first three phases. This form of the reception is called the correction of the screen in the vessel of Malchut. It was extended by the extension of light from the emanator once more after the restriction. Thus, the fourth act and the fifth act have been explained, which are the screen in the vessel of Malchut and the expansion of the upper light once more. This is because the departure of light activated both the screen and the extension of the upper light once more on the first three phases, for she could not tolerate the darkness. Number 6. The sixth act is the coupling by striking of the upper light with the screen, extending by the force of the upper light itself. The restriction and the screen made on phase 4 came out by the force of the emanated being itself, and the upper light extending from Ein Sof that filled the entire reality there without any boundary, does not tolerate the boundary imprinted in the screen. Quite the contrary, it wants to come into phase 4 as well and fill the entire reality as it is custom, but the screen pushes it back by the force of its boundary. This is called coupling by striking. Thus, the coupling by striking is extended from the upper light itself. Number seven. The seventh act, that the reflected light, which becomes a garment and a receptacle for the upper light, is drawn by the force of the striking of the screen in the upper light to the extent that it pushes it back. This is because that full measure of the upper light that was fitting to come in phase four and did not come there because of its detainment on the screen but pushed it back is called reflected light. Thus, the reflected light is extended from the striking of the screen on the upper light. Remember that from the restriction onward, from the time phase four stopped being a receptacle for the upper light, the reflected light took its place. In other words, the reflected light became the vessel of reception instead of phase four before. Other than that, there is no vessel of reception.
Ot chet. Peula chet. Eser sfirot de yosher.
Number eight. The eighth act is the 10 sfirot of straightness in the phase of Rosh of the line. It is extended by the departure of the light during the restriction, as in the fifth act. However, they connect and clothe to be the roots to the Potsuf only through the reflected light in the above-mentioned seventh operation, relating to its clothing on them from below upward. Number nine. The ninth act is the expansion of Malchut with the reflected light in her from above downward into Toch and Sof. It is extended from the screen in Malchut of the Rosh. She is considered moving from potential to actual because the same measure of rejection and measure of clothing that came out by the force of the screen in the tensiot of Rosh were only in potential. In fact, there are neither rejection nor clothing there. Rather, everything that is done in the ten sfirot of Rosh in potential manifests later in the Toch and Sof, called Guf in practice. The measure of the light that the reflected light clothed in the Rosh in potential is in that same measure the upper light is found to clothe in the Guf of factor. This clothing is called the Toch of the Guf from Peh to Tabu. The siyum that the screen made in the ten sfirot of Rosh in potential, meaning the phase of striking it, made on the upper light, not letting it expand into phase four, appears in the Guf in actual fact, from the Tabu down to the siyum raglaim. This is called the Sof, part of the Partsuf. Thus, from Siyum Raglaim to the Partsuf, of the Partsuf downward, the middle point appears in the actual fact, as the screen stops the upper light there, all together and leaves a vacant space without light. Hence, the phase of Toch of the Guf is considered the position of the first nine Sefirot, and the phase of Sof of the Guf is regarded as the Sefirah of Malchut alone, meaning the phase of limitation and the power of Siyum in her. Thus, the ninth operation and the tenth operation has been explained. These are the expansion of Malchut from above downward and to Toch and Sof called Guf. And the point of the Siyum of the line under which it is darkness and not light, both activated by the screen of the Rosh.
Okay, we will end it here. So we have to begin from item 10.
Dear
friends, the next Sunday, 21st, January 24th, a world Yeshivat Chaverim, 6:30 to 7:30. Israel time on the Elvut system. And there will be a physical gathering here in Petah Tikva. Everybody is invited, men and women from 18 and up. And you are invited to the World Kabbalah Congress, Life in the Ten. It'll take place on Saturday, Sunday, 27th, 28th of January, 2024. For details, go to the website convention.kli.one. Today's schedule, Tuesday, 11:10, Practical Kabbalah. At noon, the lesson. At 5:30, the reading tests. And at 7:30, reading Zohar. And we'll end with a song.
אחים בני כל העם הזה, כל כך שלמים, מחוברים, שרים מה טוב ומה נעים.